I almost said I was Digital Dave.
Yes.
Good grief.
Welcome to the hot start train wreck.
Yeah.
To borrow a turn from the earlier program.
And you know, we
and
think
attempting to join us is Vic Krause.
We're thinking that we have a train wreck. He's got a bigger one going than we do this morning.
No. He's used to it. He runs at light speed.
He does.
Good morning, gentlemen.
He's on Krause Savings Time.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, right. Hi. Sorry I'm late. Really, I am.
No. No big deal.
Small catastrophe, right? So I wrote all these, remember Burma Shave signs?
Yes.
Sequential signs. You drive down the road. They were fun to read and silly. So I wrote like five of them this year. Last year we had one or two. So I put them on chloroplast signs with the stakes and what. And I put them up the first day. I said, make sure you use the sequence. And so I'm walking down Knapp Road and I'm reading the Burma Shave sign. I'm going, what?
Takes on a completely different meaning, don't they?
It was, and so I tried to make sense out of them. I couldn't even remember how I wrote the, you know, and it was just because they're printed on both sides, so they go 1 through 6 this way. But if you're coming from the other direction, some of them were turned that.
Wow!
Took me about 25 minutes, and I wrote them, and it took me 25 minutes to get them right.
That's really funny.
Sorry, I'm late.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
We see them every year at the World War II weekend air show up in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, they do them all over the airport.
So there's another guy just.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kind of like me, a little geeky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remembers. I don't even know if they still make that stuff.
Burma Shave?
Yeah.
I've got a can or two still in my cabinet.
And so, veterans, are they?
It don't come out of the can real fast.
Say.
And it's brown. It used to be white. I don't know if it's kind
there
of
you
old.
Go.
Wow. It's trying to eat through the can and escape. You
absolutely,
know?
Through the bottom.
So I heard there's nothing going on up at Warbirds.
It's again. Absolutely dead. Yeah.
Quiet, huh?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, honestly, everybody's in a coma. Nah.
How's the tram going?
Yeah, it's just wild. What did I use the word Monday? Colossal.
You always have good words.
That's a great word. It describes just
epic
the...
Epic was one of your favorites, too?
You know, I think back at the humble days, going back 8 years ago, when I was trying to promote the tram, and we had no media exposure at all, no print. It was never in a visitor's guide. We never got any ink on paper. And I told my wife yesterday, I said, Deb, we were driving around the perimeter road of the North 40, and I said, I remember walking all the way around, all the way down to Weeks Hangar. I'm from Warbirds, pasting up these little flyers that said free in words about this big.
Right.
And then it described the tram tour and then all the stuff. But I remember walking around and stapling and taping those things. It was the only way to advertise it other than dragging people right off of Warbird Alley. So we started out very humbly. Now they throw us in the visitor's guide, the program. We got a lot of ink. We talk about it a lot on your show. And what a change, nine years. But everything starts humbly. It
and
really
you know,
does.
It's good to see that in spite of our best efforts here at EAA Radio, that it is thriving.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? You guys gave us some airtime, and it made a big difference. People, what? What?
Come on, there's only three people that listen to us regularly.
Not true. Not true. I know better. Because I go, hey, I heard you on EAA Radio. That was really funny stuff that Eddie said. And Dave really was mad. And
this is called schmoozing here.
Yeah. No. I'm dead serious. It comes up in convo every day, every single day. I was on with Burnell on WOSH a couple days ago. I'll just throw this out. So he says to me, Vic, you've been coming on my show, and you're on a number of other places, and we talk about all your shtick. You guys are doing the tour, 9 years, scavenger hunt, second year. Now this People's Choice Award where the people can vote for their favorite warbird. We got the ballots. We got everything printed in trade a plane. We've got the simulator building, 2 P-51s, right? 2 Corsairs. They won't even let you boys drive them because you got to be 18 or under. It's a youth education center, right? Then we got Warbirds in Review. Stunning, stunning reviews. Guys like Chuck Yeager, Bob Hoover, Bud Anderson, and the like, that ilk of iconic aviators talking about the airplane they flew in that conflict, that second war. And so that's going on. Then Warbird Alley. And so Burnell says, all this stuff, why? And he hit me with, it caught me off guard. Why do you guys do this? It's all free. Why do you do it? What's the point? And I said, Bob, I'll tell you what. Here's the real story. We do it because first we want to educate people about what Warbirds of America are, who we are, and what our group represents, what we're trying to preserve and do. We want to enlighten them, educate them, entertain, obviously. You know me, so there has to be a great deal of entertainment in it. I make my narrators absolutely focus on entertainment, on their drive. But we also want to energize and eventually inspire. We want to inspire them and entice them, the other E, to consider joining Warbirds of America. That's what we're really trying to do. It's a thinly veiled purpose. It's not such a hidden
ulterior
agenda.
Ulterior motive.
It's an exterior. Evil. It's a bloody exterior motive. And really, it is. We want people to say, you know, this group is kind of fun, and we aren't going to get everybody. But you know what? We got. If you don't ask, a lot of times you don't make the sale. You don't close the deal. We want people to join us because why? We need talent, skill, help. How about that? How about support? You don't need a, we talked about this. You don't need a driver's license. You don't need a pilot's license. You don't need an airplane, a warbird. You don't. All you need is that Visa or MasterCard. Come on over. We'll sign you up.
We'll help you with it.
Yeah.
A little bit of enthusiasm goes a long way, too.
You know,
Vic, see that with you.
I imagine they have a morning briefing, and it always starts out with, well, Vic, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
And he says, today, warbirds, tomorrow, the world.
Yeah. There's a thing on our filing cabinet. It has three rules. It rules for all the staff. And I had it 1, 2, and 3. They reversed it. The way I wrote it, it was laugh, have fun. Third one was praise Vic. And one of the kids rewrote it. They put praise Vic. The first thing you do in the morning, you have to praise Vic because otherwise he just, you know, he's all bummed out.
That's right. You got to keep that ego inflated.
I swear. Anyway, no, great staff, a lot of fun. But back in the day, you remember I was on this show, first time you let me say it. It was the best kept secret at Oshkosh.
Yep.
No ink at all.
Yep.
But now we're there.
Cool. So, what else you got going on up there today?
Yeah, you know, the Warbirds in Review, I didn't look at the schedule. You guys probably know better than me. Of course, it's a 10 o'clock.
I don't know anything.
You know it all. You got it down. You guys
what?
Got it. Yeah,
wow.
I know. You guys.
He must be looking for tram hosts.
Too much coffee.
Yeah, not enough donuts, though. That's the problem. I was hoping you guys had a stash in here somewhere.
No, we don't.
You missed it. Yesterday was Donut Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, so there's the 10-1 show. It'll be a good one no matter what. It's going to be a great show. And a Teresa Eamon again singing prior to each one. So that's going on. Thursday, there's a lot of group, like T6 group, T34 group, seminar forums. So these guys go in and stand down and have these half-a-day sessions where they discuss safety and issues with their type plane and go over, you know, hey, we got to amend the way we build the air show on Friday. We want to do this. We saw that there was timing issues. So they brief and break down what happened in the first 3-4 days of the show, and then they make it better for the weekend. So that'll go on a lot today, and I know that there's probably even the P-51 group will have their forums, I think, today. So,
did you have a lot of warbirds arrive that couldn't make it in over the weekend?
You know, they did come in, and they came in pretty strong on Tuesday and Wednesday. The field was flush. Fighter Town was pretty full, Dave. It really was. And there's still a pretty good crowd in there today.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
We definitely have to swing down there, for sure.
Yeah, it's getting a little calmer. Gosh, we had such a line. We cone off a serpentine three-length set of chains and cones to corral and control the people that want to sign up and register for the tram tour. They started spilling out past the third set of cones. Across, they were going out into the street. We had to actually add about 15, 20 cones and lengthen the line that we created.
Shoot, yeah.
That's how many people are there in the afternoon. And I would say that starts at about 11. It's crazy right up until about 1 o'clock.
Well, I think you need another tram.
It's coming.
So.
I mean, I got the word from Fisher. We are getting instead of trying to negotiate this loaning, and if I loan you this, will you borrow me that? They finally made a deal and said, you know what? We're buying it. And they said, fine, we'll sell them to you. So we're buying them right after the show. We're going to ink the deal and have those for next year. And we're going to have 3-car trains now. And that'll really speed things up and accommodate the crowd better. So,
yeah. Pretty soon you're going to have 4- and 5-car trains. It's going to be wild.
Driving them will be wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
How many warbirds do you estimate are down there right now?
On the field right now, probably right around 300, right around 3, maybe a little over 3 now. I think we swelled yesterday. I think we probably had 100 more than that. So it'll contract a little bit more probably tomorrow. And then we'll stay sort of stable till the close on Sunday. Then a lot of guys start. I told you the other day, too, a lot of guys will do the last air show they want to participate in and actually depart. Instead of recovering and landing, mm-hmm. they'll head to New Jersey or Miami or L.A.
No, not L.A. You know, do you ever think we'll get to that, to where Warbird Alley will be, you know, all those old F-16s and F-22s?
Yeah, gosh. The old Raptor.
Yeah.
Remember that old Raptor?
Yeah. 100 years from now, probably will be.
I don't know. That'll be something.
Yeah, well, so.
It's going to be interesting to see how things go for the future of Warbirds. I mean, you've got so much in play right now, and I'm just waiting for the next great idea.
Yeah, I think what we probably ought to focus on is just doing a better job of the new ideas. It's the first year for the People's Choice, and we got to find a way to prevent the counterfeiting that goes on
on
our ballot.
What was that? Find a way to encourage the counterfeiting?
Yeah, that goes on. That's the other thing. But, you know, we've got some pretty strong attractions down there, and I think if I have another idea, they'll probably shoot me.
Yep. All right, Vic, we're going to make our way down there. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.